Change of time. One mouse frog lived in a pool near the forest. He swam in the deep green water, and he jumped from log to catch flies. "Flies are so delicious," he said, and he smelled very white mouse with his very white mouth. One day, white mouse frog said, "I do like flies, but I've been eating them for a long time. I think a change for diet would do me good. I will go and find some other animals and I will ask them what they eat." White mouse frog hopped along until he met a bear coming out of the forest. He looked up at the huge bear and said very politely, "Hello, Mr. Bear, I've come to ask you if you like to eat." The bear looked down at the white mouse frog and growled, "Well, you don't know much about bears, do you? I eat honey." "Oh," said white mouse frog, "I wouldn't like to eat honey."
Honey.
A log in the river. Soon, white mouse frog saw an eagle high in a tree. "Hello, Mr. Eagle," he shouted in his biggest voice. "I've come to ask you what you like to eat." The eagle swooped down and said to white mouse frog, "Well, you don't know much about eagles, do you? I eat birds and mice." "Oh," said white mouse frog, "I wouldn't like to eat birds and mice." White mouse frog came to a muddy river. "I'm getting very hungry," he said to himself. "If I sit on that log in the river, I might catch some flies." And he ran from the river bank onto the log. Big white teeth. All of a sudden, white mouse frog heard a very grumpy voice. "Who's that on my back?" White mouse frog opened his mouth in surprise. "It's only me," he called. "Who are you?" "I'm a crocodile," said the crocodile. "Hello, Mr. Crocodile," said white mouse frog. "I thought you were a log. I sit on logs and catch flies to eat. What do you eat?" "Ah," smiled the crocodile, opening his jaws and showing his big white teeth. "I'd love to eat white mouse frog. Have you seen any around here lately?" White mouse frog opened his mouth into a very tiny circle. "Oh no," he said quickly. I haven't seen a white mouse frog for years." White mouse frog took a huge leap and landed back on the riverbank. "Goodbye, Mr. Crocodile," he called as he hopped away. "I will let you know if I see any white mouse frogs." White mouse frog hopped home as fast as he could go. When he reached in his pool, he dived into the river water with a huge splash. From that day on, white mouse frog jumped from log to log, catching flies his favorite food and smiling his best white mouse smile.